Thank you, Mike. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. Happy Easter. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Good. I'm glad people are here. Okay, we're going to start just by welcoming some guests among us. Let me start by welcoming Dominic. Dominic, if you stand up, you'll block out the sun, but you're still standing up. It's fantastic. Dominic McDermott is going to be speaking to us later in the meeting. And many of us know Dominic. He's one of the trustees of the Antioch Community Trust. And we're just very grateful to him for everything that he does for us in that role. Dominic's also the leader of a Catholic, Charismatic, and Celtic spirituality community based in High Wycombe, which I'm sure he'll tell us about a bit more about later. It's called The Source. And he's also one of the leaders of the European Network of Communities. And we're going to hear from Dominic later. So let's just give Dominic a round of applause. Okay, I know we've got one or two other guests. I know Gael's got a guest that she wants to introduce, don't you? Welcome, Manuel. Fantastic. But from Lebanon. Carl, who's that guy next to you that looks a bit like Thomas? Oh, you are Thomas. Oh, okay, all right. Okay. All right. Welcome, Thomas, without your beard. Okay, for those of you who are guests in particular. Oh, hold on. Enzo, you're here. You got anybody with you? You want to introduce? Welcome back. Good to see you both. Okay, so just a few practical points. For those of you in particular who are visitors and don't know where the toilets are, just go out through that door, and you can either go downstairs to the toilets below or right across the back, and there's a set of toilets on the other side. So that's information you need to know, even if it's not particularly relevant to the meeting. Just a bit of an overview of what we're going to do today. So in a couple of minutes, we are going to take a good time to worship the Lord, and we are in particular going to be rejoicing and giving thanks for the resurrection life that he gives us in this Easter season. Thank you, Anne. This is the first meeting we've had back as a community since Easter. So let's give the Lord our all as we worship him. And Eleanor and the worship team are going to lead us in that. And then just an encouragement, as always, if you have any psalms or hymns and spiritual songs, which we're all encouraged to have when we come to meet together, please bring them out, because that builds us up in our worship, that brings us closer to the Lord, that enriches our worship. So let's make sure we do that today, and just encourage us again to do that. And then let's also expect the Lord to speak to us prophetically through you. Expect the Lord to give you a word for all of us to encourage us as a community together, and we'll have opportunities to hear some prophetic words later on in the worship time. And then we're going to listen to Dominic. We're very much looking forward to hearing from Dominic, speaking about one new man and the Spirit's call to unity. And then we'll take some time to respond to his talk. There'll be an opportunity to ask him questions. And then we'll finish with intercessions and final announcements. So you may have noticed that there's quite a few younger people sitting up at the front today, like Louis, which is great. So we've actually got you guys here because we need your help with something. And Pete's going to put up a slide, if that's all right, Pete. The children are going to help us to come into God's presence today. And then they're going to sing a song with us, our opening song. We're all going to sing together, and then we're going to pray a blessing on all of you as you go out to your children's work and to the children's workers as we go out. So let me just ask you guys a question.
How a caterpillar becomes a butterfly.
That's brilliant. Okay. Do you know any of the stages? Do you know what any of those little things are called between him being a caterpillar and him being a butterfly? Oh, pupa, that's good. Yeah, anybody else? Cocoon, who said cocoon? Oh, yeah, it's you. Here's a hard one for you, okay, right? So after it becomes a cocoon, it kind of goes transparent, right? Do you know what that's called? Ah, a transparent cocoon, Louis. It's called a chrysalis, okay? And then what happens afterwards? What's coming out of that cocoon or coming out? What do you think? I'm going to call you Marcus and you're going to say nuts.
A butterfly?
A butterfly, yeah. Can you see how it kind of comes out and then its wings get bigger and bigger, yeah? Let's move on to the next slide, Pete. So what are those things? Here we go, Kerry.
Those are pictures of caterpillars.
Do you think they're quite nice looking? Or do you think they're a bit ugly looking? Be honest, trick question. What do you guys think?
Ugly.
Who says ugly?
Me.
Ollie, okay. Yeah? Okay. All right, Pete, let's have a look at the next two caterpillars. Do you think those two caterpillars are ugly? Exactly, Faith Joy. Yeah. Okay, now let's have a look at the next slide and tell me if you think, what do you think of this slide? Do you think this is ugly or not? What do you think, Sophia? What do you think of those? What are they, first of all?
Butterflies.
Butterflies, yeah.
Are they pretty?
Who thinks they're pretty?
Me.
They're really beautiful, aren't they? They're lots of different colours, aren't they? Yeah. And isn't it amazing that the butterfly and the caterpillar are the same thing? Do you think that's amazing?
Yeah.
And it's just been changed, hasn't it, from being an ugly thing to a beautiful thing, hasn't it? Yeah. Okay. All right. The reason I've put this up is let's move on to the next slide, Pete. Please. Okay. So it says here the butterfly is a symbol of the resurrection, or the butterfly is a symbol of Easter. So I'll just read it out. The butterfly is one of the most significant symbols of Easter. Its life cycle is meant to symbolize the life of Christ. The first stage is the caterpillar, which stands for his life on earth. The second stage is a cocoon. What do you think the cocoon symbolizes? Anybody want to try and? Here you go, Faith Joy.
It dies.
Yeah, it dies, but basically, okay. So what do you think it symbolizes for Jesus? Here we go, Marcus.
When he was in the tomb.
When he was in the tomb. Very good. Yes, so the cocoon symbolizes, if you like, remember Jesus' body was wrapped in shrouds and he was put in the tomb. So when he was taken down from the cross on Good Friday, he was wrapped in shrouds and put in the tomb. Okay, what happens next? A butterfly. So what do you think the butterfly represents in Jesus' life? Here we go.
He rose again.
He rose again. That's exactly right. He rose again in his glorified body, didn't he? He came out of the tomb and he was in his resurrection body, wasn't he? And so the butterfly's a bit like Jesus' resurrection body as well. Okay, great. I haven't finished with you guys yet because, the butterfly also symbolizes something about us as well, doesn't it? Yes? Yeah. So it symbolizes that Jesus says to us, you're no longer sinners, you're saints, because all those sins that you had when you were ugly like caterpillars, I've forgiven them all, okay? And because I've forgiven them all, what's happened?
You're like a new person.
Exactly. You're a new person. In fact, that's what it says in 1 Corinthians 5:17. It says, in Christ I am a new creation. So in Christ, all of us are new creations. That's amazing, brothers and sisters, isn't it? That's amazing, isn't it? So we've been transformed from being sinners to being saints. We've been transformed from living in the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of life. We've been transformed so that God promises us that we'll be like the butterfly. You know, we can rise again to new life and experience new life in Christ. And we can do it when we go to heaven, but we can also do it today, because when we worship God today, we're coming into the throne room of heaven. And so we're experiencing that new life like butterflies. So what do you think we should do? What do you think we should do now because of what he's done for us? Transforming us from caterpillars to butterflies. What do you think we should do right now in our meeting? Some of the adults are telling us. Okay, and somebody else other than Marcus. Anybody else other than Marcus? Somebody else other than Lucas. How about Marcus?
We should be good.
I'll tell you what, have a look at Anne behind you and see what she's doing. And more than that, what's Anne doing? She's
praising.
Right, okay, very good. So we are going to praise now. So Eleanor is going to help us to praise. And we're going to start with one song that all of you guys know, that's an action song that all the adults love as well. And so we're going to get up and do this action song, which is actually giving thanks to God for changing us from caterpillars into butterflies. And then I'll pray a blessing on you. And then the rest of us will just carry on worshiping here, and you can carry on worshiping with your children's workers. Does that sound good, everybody? Okay, let's stand up and be ready to do the actions.
So for anyone who doesn't know the actions, we want to see Jesus lifted high is the song. So we want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land. I don't know what the next one is. That all men might see the truth and know. Thank you. He is the way to heaven. And then should we do the step-by-step bit? Step by step, we're moving forward. Little by little, we're taking ground. Every prayer, a powerful weapon. Strongholds come tumbling down. And down.